Item 11, 2016 Supplemental Operating Budget Request. This is a briefing. Owen, take it over.
Well, good afternoon, Chair Smith and Commissioners. My name is Owen Rowe. I'm the Department's Budget Officer. I'll be talking to you about our 2016 Supplemental Budget Request for consideration by the Governor and the Legislature next January. Already we're thinking about that. Actually, we've been working on it since May. Also, I'll be providing some brief information about last session and our current two-year operating budget, which began July 1st. So your role today is basically just to review. I want to provide you with a review of the supplemental operating budget requests. By state law, the Fish and Wildlife Commission must approve budget requests that the department will move forward to the legislature and to the governor. This presentation is intended to provide you with background on our packages and is part of the preparation for the August 21st conference call, where we hope to get your final approval on our packages. So last summer, we began development of our budget request for the current biennium, which began July 1st. It was a very difficult-looking budget environment. There was a projected state budget deficit of up to $3 billion. The Office of Financial Management asked state agencies to provide them with 15% general fund state budget reduction options. Our target was almost $11 million. State general fund provides support for a wide variety of activities across the agency, activities such as salmon hatcheries and fisheries, which support both commercial and recreational fishing opportunities, enforcement officer presence, hydraulic permits, which protect fish during construction projects, and also as well as our payments in lieu of taxes, or our tax payments basically to counties for our wildlife areas. But at the end of a very long session, or I should say sessions, it took 6 months for the legislature to adopt an operating budget, or almost 6 months, we fared very well. There were no budget reductions that would impact current staffing levels. None of our 15% GFS reduction options were taken in the final budget. I think we made a pretty good case that cutting GFS from the agency doesn't make economic sense to the state. Funding received was received for almost all of our maintenance level requests. Maintenance level requests are those that maintain current service levels. We received over $28 million in funding, on top of what we had in the 13-15 biennium, including $5 million for new work. Actually, it was $18 million on top of our carry forward level budget from last session. The majority of that funding was to account for government inflation and also for the first cost of living adjustment for state employees in 8 years. Targeted increases for job classifications needing adjustments were also funded as per the collective bargaining agreements. Just some highlights from the 15-17 budget. Again, the current two-year budget that began on July 1st. We received $1.5 million to track Puget Sound fish health. This had been a partially funded program within the agency for about 10 years and now is fully funded. We'd only been able to collect samples and freeze them and not really analyze them. This new funding will allow us to fully implement fish contamination and monitoring assessment to track Puget Sound ecosystem health through the bioaccumulation of certain chemicals found in fish tissue, and will help to document whether current efforts to prevent pollution and cleanups have been effective. Recovering Puget Sound steelhead, the second part of the study, which you all heard about before lunch this afternoon, was funded. We received $700,000 to do some additional work around forage fish populations. $300,000 for the management of aquatic invasive species. This is one-time funding to increase inspections as well as to provide a forum for consideration for long-term funding options for that program. We currently, the state of Washington currently has one of the lowest budgets of all of the western states for the management of aquatic invasives. We continue to receive some support for managing elk hoof disease, that debilitating disease that's affecting elk primarily in the west side of the state. We also received some additional funding to support our Puget Sound recreational fishing. This is from peel off from fishing licenses and will be invested as per the recommendations of the Citizens Commission that oversees that funding. And then finally, we were happy to finally get some inflationary funding for mass marking. By law, we are required to mark all Chinook and Coho clip their adipose fins so that we can have a selective fishery. And the program hadn't had an inflationary adjustment for almost 20 years. They'd done everything they could to cobble together to continue to maintain production levels, but we were at the point where it was looking like we may have to reduce some production levels at some of our salmon hatcheries if we didn't get that funding. But we did get that funding, so that was good news. On to the supplemental. Since we're in the middle, or we just started our two-year budget, most of the heavy lift goes into building the biennial budget. Supplemental budgets are basically just for mid-course adjustments. State agencies are directed to limit the number of their requests to emergent issues, technical corrections, and emergencies. So you'll see a lot fewer packages in a supplemental budget than you would in a biennial operating budget. So here's the 2016 session budget timeline. Our operating and capital budget requests are due to the governor's budget office on October 2nd. In December, the governor will release supplemental and operating budget proposals. January, the legislature begins, and the quarterly revenue forecast later towards the month will help to inform their budget development. The first legislative budget proposals will be released probably sometime in mid-February, and we hope that they adjourn March 10th at the end of the 60-day supplemental session. It's a short session. The long sessions are 105. And here are our supplemental budget requests. I provided a summary of those in greater detail in both a table and summary format on your website as well as in your binders. And I'll just go over the maintenance level requests, which once again are those just to maintain current service levels. We're continuing to look for a new location for our Southwest Regional Office. We had a close but failed attempt last biennium. So we'll be requesting some funding for the move as well as for any lease adjustments if as necessary. Maintaining technology access, costs of software licenses, email, and storage have continued to increase. We have reduced service levels in our IT division in order to pay for these. We want to be able to go after the funding to pay for these so that we can staff up our IT division. And we continue to see increases in hatchery utilities and costs of fish food at the hatcheries. And as every year, we will also be requesting a package for wildfire. It's already been a pretty bad year, but we've been very successful in getting funding for those over the years. As for performance level, we've got a package to improve maintenance of state lands. By law, 8% of all Discover Pass revenue is deposited into the state wildlife account. We've got a balance there we'd like to take advantage of to be able to better maintain our wildlife lands and for some enforcement presence there. Coordinated fish barrier removal has become quite the issue lately. You're probably all aware of the federal injunction from 2 years ago. This is a proposal from the Habitat Program to continue to assess and map other non-state barriers, because we currently are under an injunction to fix all state barriers by, I think, 2020 or 2021. If we fix all state barriers, we're not able to open up habitat for steelhead and salmon species. So we'd like to work on identifying those barriers and making some recommendations to the legislature on the best investment to open up the most habitat for salmon and steelhead. A bill passed last session in Grove Second Substitute Senate Bill 5996, which was a DOT project mitigation. It was basically kind of a permit reform bill. That was passed after the budget passed. We did not receive any funding, so we'll be seeking funding for that to meet the requirements of that bill. Our website is in need of some work. We get 32 million visits a year on the website. We're unable to really interface with mobile devices, which is the majority of folks are using smartphones and tablets. So we'd like to be able to retool the website to do that, as well as also to make it easier for folks, especially folks that are visually impaired, to be able to access the information on our website. Number nine there, our marine vessel grant opportunity. We've got a great opportunity to get a new boat, a 38-foot command and control boat for the enforcement program at 25 cents on the dollar. The state kicks up 25%. The federal government kicks up the other 75%. This is a grant from Homeland Security Department, and it's our third time applying for it, and I think we've got a very good shot at receiving that federal support this year. And then finally, use of wildlife account fund balance. We did not get the commercial and recreational fee bill passed last session. But luckily, revenue from sales of fishing and hunting licenses grew a bit, and wildlife account has available balance to spend down one time. During session, when it became apparent the fee bill would not pass, we talked with leaders in the House and Senate, and they advised us to spend down the fund balance to maintain current service levels while we prepared for a fee bill for the 2017 session. This advice to spend down the fund balance is also paired with commensurate direction in the budget bill itself. We need the expenditure authority to continue to meet the challenges of maintaining a deteriorating hatchery system, higher standards for fishery monitoring, challenges in ESA permitting for our hatcheries, and declining federal support for lower Columbia River salmon production. So those are our packages that we've got in queue currently for consideration by the governor and the legislature. And that concludes my presentation.
You just went through it so succinctly and
thank you.
Efficiently. That was great.
I know you've been through a long meeting far, so I was trying to. Thank you. Thank you.
On your last point, the spending down of the wildlife account, mm-hmm. we know that maybe that wasn't our first preference. So what are we talking about here? How close are we to zero, I guess is the question, and what has been the way that we've thought about what's a reasonable balance to carry forward? I don't know if you want to answer it or...
I can take a shot at it.
Okay.
We're landing at the end of the biennium, or our projections anyway, for the end of the current biennium that we're in, which is about 2 years from now, are pretty good. We're looking at about 2 months' working capital reserve, which is 2 months of average expenditure, so it's right about where we want to be.
Okay.
The budget itself actually tells us to spend that balance down and the non-restricted portion of the account down to about 1 month of working capital reserve. Makes me a little bit nervous as a budget manager, but I think we can do it. We've got some other ideas to be able to maybe spend down some of the balance on the restricted side as well to be able to maintain that balance in the non-restricted, which is where we deposit fishing and hunting licenses. So we've got the capacity. We'll obviously be very careful about how we spend it. But I think we've been pretty clear in our discussions with leaders in the House and Senate that their interest was in us maintaining current service levels as we prepare for another fee bill during the 2017 legislative session.
Thank you.
Paul, you mentioned that there was an 8% due to us from the Discovery Pass sales?
Yes.
You know what does that equate to in dollars?
It is, right now, I don't know what our base budget is right now, Commissioner Grable. I'd be happy to get back to you on that. This would be an incremental increase of $450,000 a biennium, and we believe we can maintain that ongoing. We also got a $760,000 lift, so that those two together about $1.3 million. So we're looking at some good capacity and being able to manage our wildlife lands. So the Discover Pass sales are finally really coming in fairly solidly, and we'd like to take advantage of that.
Mr. Carpenter.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Owen, several slides back, you talked about the revenue forecast upcoming.
Yeah, I think what I meant there was I just wanted to make a point that there's always quarterly revenue forecasts, and the one right before the legislature comes out with their budget proposals is what informs how much they can spend or whether they need to make some reductions. So
there hasn't been any discussions about trends, or has there been?
There always are. There's a Revenue and Forecast Council. It's a small state agency. Revenues came up through session, which was one of the ways that the legislature was able to get out of town finally. Revenues continue to improve. We're not getting back to the level we were before the Great Recession, but we seem to be climbing steadily back towards recovery.
Thank you.
Website development. I know you're on top of this part of it, but as Joe and I know all too well, plus Bruce, we've been inundated with emails why we have to do this. It's the right thing to do. I mean, there's no disagreement, but there's language in all of these quasi intimidating, threatening emails that would be good to incorporate into some of our arguments for that money, because it does lay a broader picture of the necessity for the visually impaired.
That'll be a great, good point, and we'll make sure to include that in our
I should have said visually impaired first, but that's Joe and I get these things on a daily basis from a group in New York and from our ADA committee member.
Well, it's certainly the right thing to do, and yeah.
But they got the language. They lay it all out.
So. Okay. Hey, great. That makes my job a lot easier, so perfect.
Thank you for the
comment. Okay.
Very good.
Great. Thank you. Don't hesitate to contact me with any questions. I'd be happy to answer about our budget or